And when time comes, when we will charge up, we will know our purpose, and then God will send us out as a representative of Jesus Christ on earth. It's such a joy for saints. That people not look at you, but look at Jesus Christ in you. And they were amazing. You know, for people looking at me, I'm just a small guy. A small, tiny person. But later on, when I begin to ministry, they all amazed. All amazed. It's not me. It's all him. But then I have a treasure in this vessel. You know, sometimes I just want to hide myself. Because sometimes people want to see me. I say, I just like John Baptist. You know, it's nothing good to see this evangelist at all. I just a human beings. I say, I always challenge the people, what's your purpose? Come to the meeting. You want to see the man that you know, that, like John Baptist in the witness, nothing good to see, you know. But you want to see, he point to see the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God who was slain for our iniquities. I believe once again, the spirit, Elijah's come back and point to not just the Lamb of God, but point to that King of Kings gonna come back soon. Hallelujah. The Son of Witness gonna come out again. The big Son gonna come out. Hey, so look out. So look up. Hallelujah. A king shall come like a King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I often speak to Christians, don't look down, but look up. Hallelujah. Your Redeemer is still alive. When you have trouble, when you have bondage, don't look down on earth. Just take a look. Hallelujah. That's going to save your life. The things we need, just take a look. And there your hope is coming. Hallelujah. That will give you hope. That will give you such a confidence. No, my God's still alive. Each time I'm down, I just look up. And he's still there. He knows everything I'm going through. And such a confidence I have. Let's just do our effort to come to his presence and find our destiny. As a church too, just wait upon him to increase his presence in the church. And then he will reveal his purpose in the church. I happy to see so many pictures in the back. I think this church is a sending church, it's a mission church, has a heart for mission. And then, you know, people in here is not just sit in the pew, but they are waiting to be sent out. Hallelujah. The things I want to see is they got on fire. You know, sometimes we get too many trainings, but we really need on fire. Let them give them the motivation and they're gonna go out. Hallelujah. But if you only have fire without training, then you go nowhere. You don't know the direction. So we need a training. We need the word of God. Just give out the direction. But we need that motivation. We need a fire to burn with passions. With passions. And then even all the obstacles in front of us, we never regret. We just overcome. We refuse to be defeated. That's my heart. Wherever I go, I just refuse to be defeated. I will see the victory to come. Hallelujah. Even put my life to death. Because heart is fixed. When the young evangelists in China, everybody's do the same. We want to see the result. We want to see the result God calls us to do. Even cost our own life. So, it's really let God to burn in us that passion, that fire, that we will go forth without any regret. And we'll know that the God with us is full power. You know, he never let it. I talk about he's a fire God, but this fire never ceases down. He said, I am who I am. He didn't need outside resource to sustain that fire. The fire is burning all the time by his own. Because he is I am who I am. The fire everlasting and never cease and burning shiner and shiner in his own people. Especially in this end time. The fire is brightening and brightening and brightening. And I heard from one male God speaking. It's like Samson catches 300 foxes and tied them 2 by 2. And do the very important things is put a fire in each pair of that folks and they go out to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Go to the enemy's field and burn out all the things that's from enemy. You know, to China, I do the same thing. I gather those young evangelists and then I do the same thing, set them on fire and then send them out to preach the gospel with fire. And wherever they go, they heal the sick, they cast out demons and they proclaim the repentance come and the kingdom comes near, and we see the results in multitudes. Sometimes they tired, they just go back, or God give them grace to go to jail for a rest. Then they rest, they charge you out, they come back and doing the same. We are not afraid of fighting. We are fighters. Hallelujah. In the end time, God's looking for fighters. That's willing to pay the price. That's willing to whistle to see the results. Hallelujah. And so rejoicing. We walk with those fighters. Hallelujah. We refuse to be defeated. Hallelujah. Which time there's an enemy try to oppress us, we just gather together and pray and pray and pray. And then until your answer comes, then we go out again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never lake of fire. God's always in there as long as we gather together and seek His face. And say, now, Lord, what's next step? We go through this and give us more. And then we're gonna overcome next enemy. So, but we need the brothers and sisters in the overseas and intercede for China. Intercede for those young evangelists. You know, they put their life to death. They put their life in the risk. You know, right now I'm the same. We just come with joyful things to be sacrificed for the Lord. We can partake His suffering. That's great honor. In China, that is great honor we have. We can suffer for the Lord for this gospel's sake. It's great honor. I tell you, it's much more rejoicing. You come as worthy to serve Him in that way. Hallelujah. But I think there's nothing human can reproduce that fire. Only the Holy Spirit come and set our heart on fire. But also the one thing is we're going to dedicate our life full-hearted. Some people ask for that fire come, but if they still lay hold something, you know, they don't want to give up. And then it's very difficult to receive. In overseas, I see some people want God's blessing, want God to use them, but I find out the only problem is their hands still take too much stuff with them. You know, because in overseas, people want, give me more, give me more, give me more. But God's message is give out more, give out more, give out more. Sometimes I look at those people, I'm marvelous. There are so many things already, they still want more. And God's waiting for a long time, you know, get rid of those things. So it's very difficult here. They didn't know God want them to give out, forsake more, and you're gonna get more. Not the things in the material ways, but more of His presence, more of His power. But if you want that, you must give up the things which hinder you, which are bondage. You know, I say you cannot have a shake hand with devil with this money, God, and then you want to bind this devil. No way. You have a hidden contract with him. You know, unless we refuse to bow down to this money, God, and then dare to try the Jehovah Jireh provide your need. You know, in the United States, we so trust our credit card. If I have a credit card, I can travel all over the place and don't have any worry. I have much faith than in my credit card than this living God. So sometimes God gonna break us. You know, take all those things, and then you're going to find God soon and more real. God deal me this way too. He asked me the dear things. Huh? The things that I think is important is not really important. When God deal with me, and then I find out, oh my, that's my hidden pocket. He touched that hidden pocket. I show every pocket to Him, but then He pointed at that hidden pocket. I don't want to give up. He's really human. And that caused me, you know, painful things. You know, I cry, Lord, no, don't take that. Don't take that. I whistle with Him until I surrender. But I'm glad He didn't do it at one time. That cost me a lot. He's doing gradually, step by step, and asked me to give up more, give up more, give up more. You know? Each time I go to China, I get encouraged. I see those men, they don't have anything on this earth, but Jesus is their everything. So each time I ask those brothers and sisters in China, please pray for me. Please pray for me. Don't let me bow to that money, God. Don't let me go back and just forgot all the things, just be caught away by the worldly things of this earth. It's so easy. Sometimes I fix my garden, sometimes I try to buy some furniture. Then I beg you to build my house. You know, try to make my house beautiful and more beautiful. But it's already beautiful. Why you make it more beautiful? You know? Why spend so many time in doing those things? And I didn't realize, and then suddenly the Lord said, why you are doing here? I said, uh-oh. a long call. You know? It's just you know, so easy to be caught up by that you without notice. I say people in China love the Lord so easy. Fire car, everybody on the knee to pray to the Lord. If you don't do that, you are exception. So you know, so easy to do. But here, you are the one, the fire car on the knee. You are the exceptions. So we need much more grace. So I ask God, give me more grace to keep me, not be taken away by the wing of this earth, by these worldly things. Just keep me in your sight. That's why I often have to hide in his presence. I have to refuse to bow to the enemy. I just come to his presence. Lord, I believe I need to live this life, even though not many people doing it. But Lord, I have to keep this one. It's so precious. Don't take that hunger from me. Because nothing can compare for that hunger for your presence. Don't take that from me, Lord. I can lose everything on earth. I can lose it all. But don't take away that hunger for you. Hunger for your presence. Because I dear me too much. And in David's heart, don't take that presence from me. Don't take that Holy Spirit away from me. What a mess. What a terrible sight. David see what happened to King Saul. He see the Spirit of God left him. He just grieve. He just know that's very important things. Because I cannot do anything in my own strength. If he gone, then I'm perished. I cannot go for any longer. And I mentioned the man who got used mightily in 1970 revival. You know, but later on he fall. You know, and glory left him. And then I see him in a terrible situation. Used to be a powerful, mighty man of God and caused thousands to repent. But now, just total, you know, out of God's contact, out of God's presence. And God still have mercy and wait upon him to come back. And that's only God's mercy, I say. So I often cry out to God, Lord, no matter what big ministry you want me to do, Lord, just keep me in your sight. Just keep me in your presence. Take not that spirit from me, and I will be rejoicing. I'll be happy. I just want to see your face. One time, Reverend Edward Miller, remember when he was 80 years old, and he prayed a prayer that caused me to weep and weep and weep. He said, Jesus, after done all this, the only desire I have, give me a space in front of your throne where I can look at you. When I go to heaven, I just find a place I can look at you face to face. I will be satisfied. And he's the one who goes to many, many revivals. But that's the only desire in his heart. Just one, go to heaven at time to just look at him. That's all he wants. So revival is be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't make it too complicated. Just be Jesus, all about Jesus, and Jesus became so real into your life and change everything. Today, we not judge the revival by the manifestation of Holy Spirit, not by the, you know, by some ministry you have done, but I measure revival is change your life around. The things you like in the past, you don't like anymore. And the friend you have in the past, you cannot go with them any longer. The prayer you have for your life no longer can live according to that prayer anymore. Everything gonna change. That happened to me. God changed everything around. You know? But it's so rejoicing because Jesus becomes so real with you. When you set aside everything and turn this life back to his purpose. And then he make your prayer and he's the master of your life. And then you rejoice that relationship. We rejoice in because you are in will of God. You are in hands of God. And such a rejoice for things. From the human's point of view, things like you lost a lot of things. You sacrifice a lot. But in the spirit, you get more and more. You get more of the treasure from heaven. So let us just concentrate on the one purpose alone. Lord, I want your presence. I want to go to the higher ground. I don't want to stay in the same place anymore. Now, each time I pray like this, I want God to bring me more to a higher ground. By the way, to higher is go lower. That's God's principle. Each time I want to go higher, and Lord say, go lower. Humble yourself and bring you higher. Let me break you, and then I will lift you up. That's his way. We don't quite like it, but his hand is upon us, and he really listened to our prayer, and he is doing that. So I treasure each time God give me a chance for me to lower myself, and then I know I'm going to get his life, and he's gonna shine from me, but not myself, but he shines. If I just die to myself and let him live in me. So may this become our prayer. Lord, just lead me higher and higher and higher. I'm not satisfied for what I have. I need that of a covenant come back to my life, or even intense, even greater way. If you have Jesus, you can satisfy wherever you go. You know, I can be the one on the train by my own. I have a wonderful service. Not outside, but in my heart. And there's a two-way communication all the time. And sometimes beyond words, we just look at one another. Not with the physical eyes, but inner eyes. And we just look at one another, just enjoy the time together. And that's it. You know, you can make the everywhere become the heaven. So that's why in China, young evangelists say, you know, that even the hell with Jesus present will become the heaven. So they can turn the jail, become the heaven, become the church. Hallelujah. Because they bring Jesus with them to go to that place. And then the light shine, turn the darkness place into the glorious place. Sometimes it's just amazing how God present come, the whole things change. I go to the jail, the people they sit there and a strange face. No hope, no, you know, no joy, nothing, just like a wood. But after meeting, after I preached the gospel, usually I remind them, look at one another, look at one another. And those people just look at one another, everybody's smiling. Because Jesus just come with his presence. And everybody's changing, they look at the face. Oh, right. What's happening? Why is it so peaceful here? Why is it so joyful here? God can turn the whole things around. And you can be such a person, you know, when you go to a room and people look at you and they can sense the presence of the Lord. Sometimes I encourage you, those young evangelists, don't be afraid. Go to the darkness. Go to the battlefield. Don't think you're small girls. I tell you, your mighty God go with you. And no one dare to touch you. No one dare to touch you. Because you are so loved by Him. You know, they cannot see that God, but that presence is gonna protect you like fire. Sometimes I say the fire that burning is most beautiful is the fire is of love for God. And no one dare to touch you, because who gonna take the heart away from you? That Jesus is gonna fight with him. I know you just sing this way, I'm the bride of Christ. I'm bride of Jesus. And he's the jealousy God. He's a consuming fire. Who gonna want to take the heart of bride away from me? And Jesus went against him. Because as a man, I understand this. I haven't married yet, but I understand it. Who can dare to touch my future wife or my loved ones? He in trouble. So each time I go out, I'm bride of Jesus. No one dare to touch me. No one dare to ask to draw me away. The only enemy is myself. No one can take the heart away. Jesus is gonna fight through it. If I keep my love for him. You know, they can try to put a bondage on me. They can try to attack me. But no one can take the love away from me. Sometimes I'm so be attacked by, I say, devil, you're in no way. Because of the love. I have love for God. But nothing can change that. You can take my life away. But love's still there. And God sometimes put us into that test. And see our love is true. You know, sometimes we do the expression of love through the worship and praise. Sometimes we dance. That's fine. But I say the people in China, they're not just praising the Lord, but but their love has been to test. They rarely die to follow Christ to show their love. I call it love of commitment. It's not just a word, but they put that into a covenant, put that into a commitment. No. It's like American marriage is so simple. They don't like one another, they just divorce one another. There's no commitment. But I think Chinese have that thing is a gift from God. You know, we want to keep that commitment. Even sometimes go through a hard time, but we still remember that covenant. We'll go through the end. Jesus, we will go through the end by your grace. I like this grace. You know, grace that keep me, you know, to love him to the end, to the cross. When other people is falling from my right hand, from my left hand, but Jesus keep me all the way to the cross. Keep me all the way to the cross. Go with you to all the way. Some people follow the Lord, you know, 20%, 50%. But who else, who God can trust his much more glory, much more grace, like go all the way to the cross with him. We need that commitment to come to us. That just leave the half and half. I usually challenge young people. If you want to serve the Lord, you better do it 100%. I think the people make trouble is the half and half. You know, they cannot fit either side. And usually they hit, you know, in the United States, the deers, you know, stand on the middle of the road and get killed by the car because they didn't decide on left or right. So I always challenge young people, you know, don't try to make two, you know, you only can serve one. You want to love God, you love wholehearted. Otherwise, you are very, very painful. You rather suffer with Jesus, don't painful, you know, staying in the middle of the road. You know, make your heart be decided. And then, you know, you're going to find it's worthy to walk on that way. And today, young people look at the models. So in our generation, we're going to stand out in boldness and say, Lord, you know, we're going to walk a way that other people can follow. That's my heart. I'm even very young, but I already have many children in China, the spiritual son and daughters. They look at me as a model. It's this way you're going to walk. We're going to prove that. You know, sometimes the old generation don't want to go to the promised land. And usually I say this, and it's not out of pride, but from my heart. I say, you know, old generation, you want to stay in the tradition. You want to keep on complaining on your own. You want to die on the desert. You know, we young people, we want to go forth and cross the River Jordan and to take hold of what God promised to us. You know, we cannot wait for you, but you want to, you know, you want to become Joshua. You can go, you can leave us, and then we go all together. But, you know, you want to complain in the wilderness and don't want the fullness of Jesus Christ, you know, just be alone, then we were gonna go forth. In China, I see the new generation rise up, young people, and want to take all God you have for us and pressing. I don't say because the young people are more worthy. I think the previous generation paid the price by their blood, by their tears. Now today, God rises up the army of God. Through those suffering, through the persecution, through those precious blood of saints. And now we see the young generation rise up for the final harvest, for the end time harvest. And those young people is a seed that the previous generation have died to themselves, and now those seeds come up and gonna bring much, much more fruit in this end time. So I encourage brothers and sisters, you know, just, you know, have that revival in your heart. And God can do in China, God can do in Malaysia. I don't think our God has difference. Where there's hunger, where is the people sold out themselves to the Lord. You know, often just one person can change the whole nation. If God can get one person, they're fully dedicated and forsake all. God looking for vessel. Today people ask for revival, and God asks for church, give me a person. Give me a vessel I can use. I can flow through. God look at the city, God look at church, God look at the family. Give me a person that want the more, that want the fullness of my blessing, want fullness of my power. Let's bow our head. Lord, we hunger for the revival. Lord, we are not satisfied with daily life as normal. Lord, even time you come to stir us up, to rekindle the fire which is already in us. But you say you come to cast the fire on earth. If it rises up, if it burns up, it's not your will. Lord, you want to you want to see your people as a friend of fire, your servants as a friend of fire. Let go with a purpose. Let go with a destiny. Lord, we just ask you to have mercy on us, Lord. In this end time, let us wake up from the sleeping giants, Lord. Let us wake up as a lion, Lord, to know the destiny, know the will, Lord, in this end time. Harvest is ready for us to go, Lord. But you need the workers. You need the workers of which I'm the friend, Lord. It's on the fire, Lord. So, Lord, just cause more workers to rise up. Lord, we cannot prepare the worker. It's you that prepare the workers. And you put the fire. You put the calling in their life, Lord. Lord, just put a call in their life. They'll hear the call of Master, Lord. And their heart will be burning again with that passion, Lord. Lord, let them hunger for that presence, Lord. That presence will come with the voice of God. Come with the power of God. Come with the blessing of God. Come with the destiny of God. Let it set them life turn around, Lord. We want to see the life have been turned around. Not a normal life anymore, Lord. When the arrival comes, we cannot have a normal life, Lord. We're going to have to go forth, Lord. That for however you prepare for us, oh God. Don't lay our heart on earth, oh God. Give our heart you have, Lord. For your bride, for your church, for your kingdom, oh God. Don't let us build our own kingdom, build our own house, oh God. Let us forsake our own, Lord, but seek your face, oh God. Oh Jesus, make yourself so real to us. When we draw into your presence, we are spirit union with your spirit, Lord, becomes of one heart. Then we can share what your heart is. And your heart is burning, and your heart is burdened for your church for this time, Lord. So set the hearts on fire. Lord, bless the people here. Bless everyone that come to this meeting. May they not seek the face of men, Lord. They seek the face of the Almighty. Seek the face of His Master. Say, Lord, I want your more presence. I want to enter into your presence. In there, I find my destiny. In there, I find my identity, Lord. In there, I find you in fullness, oh God. Extend our capacity of our life, Lord, so we can have more of you, Lord. We can know you more. We can experience you more. And we can do more for you, Lord, for thy glory. Lord, pray for those people that dedicate their life, not live for their own, Lord. They want to live for you. Lord, even in the stage of preparation, Lord, may your presence will be with them. Go through their trial. Go through this valley, Lord, to come out victoriously. And come out will be the precious vessel you prepare for this end time. May your will be done, O God, in each one of us. That we not ask after one another's glory, but after your glory. Don't let us look at the outside, but look at that invisible, that invisible God of glory. And let us to bring that honor, bring that praise, bring that glory to you alone, Jesus. Receive that. Receive that from our heart. Even before we can see it, Lord. But receive that fullness from our heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.